Blog Talk Radio. Show. As you know, this is Saints' first preseason game or beginning of the season, and I didn't realize that it was going to interfere with my radio show tonight. But anyway, my husband can keep me up to date on what's going on. Anyway, I'm hoping the subject that we're going to bring tonight, I'm hoping everyone will enjoy it. I'm going to do my best, and like I said, if you want to call in to kind of chime in on what's going on, let me know if I'm saying something that I shouldn't, or let me know that I'm not hitting on the right point. Now, tonight also is the beginning of my show that goes for, instead of just 1 hour, it's going for 90 minutes, an hour and a half, and eventually I am going to do some upgrading and as I go to bring in more time. Okay? If there's anybody that's going to be in the chat room, please feel free to talk, comment, introduce yourself, and you know to call in. You can call me in at 347-677-1749, okay? If you are interested in the show, please make sure, even when the show is over with, that you take your time and send me an email or a message or whatever to get to know me so that I can get to know you so next time I'm on, or if you have a show, and I haven't had the opportunity to listen to every show that I've actually subscribed to, but I do from time to time take time out to learn more about the different shows that are out there and the people that actually send me email messages. And when I go on my Yahoo blog, on my Yahoo groups, I get a lot of messages of different show reminders that come up or that show reminders people send me anyway. Okay, let's see here. We're talking about the other woman. And in that same title, I put Know Your Place. Now, first of all, we need to find out who is the other woman. And not only do we need to know who is the other woman, we need to know if she knows her place. I know that sounds kind of tacky, and not appropriate in a sense, but to make a point, yeah. Okay. First of all, I want to talk about who is the other woman. And we know the other woman as the mistress. Okay? I'm going to play a song for you guys, and I want you guys to take your time and take your time, listen to the words, learn something from them, I guess, in a sense, and then let us take our time and, I got kind of sidetracked here, trying to make sure I got everything the way I want it. listen to the words, and it's a song by me. Excuse me, my dog is in here with me. She won't leave me. And if I move my feet, she's weird. Nina Simone, and it's called The Other Woman. So just kind of listen to it. Tell me what you think, okay?
Other woman, finds time to manicure her nails. The other woman is perfect where her rival fails, and she's never seen with pin curls in her hair anywhere. Other woman enchants her clothes with French perfume. The other woman keeps fresh cut flowers in each room. There are never toys, it's scattered everywhere. And when her old man comes to call, he'll find her waiting like a lonesome queen. Cause when she's by his side, it's such a change from old routine. But the other woman will always cry herself to sleep. The other woman never have his love to keep. And as the years go by, the other woman will spare my
right. That was a cut called The Other Woman by Nina Simone, a jazz singer. Now, let's get into the topic. Now, first of all, I want to talk about the definition of a mistress, okay? The definition of a mistress that I'm talking about, because a mistress has about four or five different definitions, but the one that we're talking about tonight, it is considered a man's long-term female lover and companion who is not married to him, especially used when the man is married to another woman. The relationship generally is stable and at least semi-permanent. However, the couple does not live together openly. Also, the relationship is usually but not always secret. And there is the implication that a mistress may be kept, i.e., that the man is paying for some of the woman's living expenses. Okay. Now, let's talk about the history of a mistress to show you how we as women should not be so surprised. I mean, I'm just, okay, first of all, I'm just going to say it like it is. I'm not pulling no punches. I try not to be that type of host where I have to pull the punches and try to make it sugar coating or soft for everybody else. That's why this is an adult show, because I usually like to say whatever I need to say without worrying about how other people view it. Okay? Let's see. I want to see where it started at. Okay. This said it started back, it goes as far as the 18th and 19th century. Okay. Which also goes along, the word ciscible was the word for a mistress in Venice, and for a male, the word gigolo. And as you know, also prostitution was word where a man would go and buy it, you know. I'm not saying that mistresses are prostitutes. I'm just saying these are the origin of the word mistress. Okay, let's see. Historically, the term has denoted a kept woman or who was maintained in a comfortable or even lavish lifestyle by a wealthy man so that he will be able to be available, so that she could be available for sexual pleasure. Such a woman could move between the roles of a mistress and a courtesan, depending on her situation and environment. Today, however, the word mistress is used primarily to refer to the female lover of a man who is married to another woman. In the case of an unmarried man, it is usually to speak of a girlfriend or partner. Historically, a man kept a mistress, as the term implies. He was responsible for her debts and provided her in much the same way as he did his wife, although not legally bound to do so. In more recent and emancipated times, it is more likely that the mistress has a job of her own and is less at all financially dependent on the man. Okay, so as you can see, the financial situation with the mistress has changed a lot. Most of them do have their own job, you know. Usually, what happens is that the man back in the day would actually physically take care of her financially, keep her in a house, take care of her clothes, you know, buy everything for her, and spend time with her. And she was usually just used for the sexual part. Now, he might take her out every now and then, but majority of the time she stayed in the house, okay? And I like to watch a lot of black and white movies from back in the day, and a lot of them depicted a lot of, you know, a lot of the stories had a lot of that in it, where the woman stayed in the little cute apartment and dressed up, looking pretty, and waiting for him to come, you know, when he finished with his daily routine with his family. So this, like I said, it's historically been going on for years. So why should we get so surprised when we hear somebody fooling around on somebody? I'm not trying to condone it and say it's all right. I'm just saying it's nothing to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I'm married, and I wouldn't. And I, not to say that I don't trust my husband or have the implication that he would do that. I don't know what's in his mind, but I'm saying I know. I mean, why would I be shocked when it's something they do? They go through a term in their life, and not all men cheat. Let me put that out there. Not all men cheat, okay? Let me say that again. Not all men cheat, but you do have a vast majority of them who cheat, okay? Now, I'm not only speaking from a point of being a host of a radio show. I'm speaking of being that other woman once time or another in my life, okay? I'm going to say that again. I have been the other woman. Did I know my place? Yes, okay? I'll put it to you like that. I knew my place. Did I ever step over the boundaries? No. because it was an agreement or an understanding between me and that person. So, no, I didn't overstep my boundaries. I could not bring the subject to you unless I know a little bit about it. And like I said, yes, I have been the other woman. I mean, I would I do it now if things were different? No. No. I have no desire to. I have no desire because now that I'm a married woman, why would I want to break up someone else's home? Come on. And even if I wasn't, I know the feeling, so I wouldn't do it now. I was young then. I was very immature. I was what they call sowing my oats and really didn't care who I, you know, to the point where, so what? She don't know me, you know, that attitude. And she don't need to know me. And you don't need to talk about me around her. And I don't need to talk about that I see you. You know, certain things you just, the rules are there. You know, you have to abide by the rules. Okay? I wanted to get that out so you'd know where I'm coming from with that. Okay? Let's see. It says, even goes back to, golly, 1825? Historically best known in most research mistresses are the royal mistresses of the European monarch. So, you know, I'm looking at how far this goes. I mean, it used to be if you were someone's mistress, you can guarantee you were treated like, and better not no other man think about touching you if they know you belong to some politician or some man in leadership positions. You didn't step over the boundaries, you know, even though certain situations it hasn't changed none, and then other situations it has. Okay, they said during the 20th century, as many women became better educated and more able to support themselves, fewer women found satisfaction in the position. See, back in the day, they found satisfaction in being someone's, you know, because they were being taken care of. But the more we thought about it, we got educated, you know, like, hold up, wait a minute. I don't think I want to do this. And it's the position of being a mistress, and we're more likely to pursue relationships with unmarried men. But since divorce became more socially acceptable, it is now easier for a man to divorce their wives and marry the women who in earlier eras would have been their mistresses. Now, however, the practice of having a mistress still existed among some married men, especially the wealthy in Europe. For example, many cultures continue to acknowledge and condone the practice of keeping a mistress. So, you guys, come on. We weren't born yesterday. Some cultures still allow the man to have a mistress. So, again, wake up. Wake up. Should I say we should feel that, you know, I'm not saying that you say you're the wife and you find out. I'm not saying you shouldn't be brokenhearted. I guess I'm more cynical with the marriage thing than other people are. I'll say it to you like that. I'm not the person with the big, beautiful white wedding and the white wedding dress and all the gorgeous bridesmaids and the handsome groom, whatever you call them, show you how much I know about. I mean, I didn't get married in that type of setting. Groomsmen and all. I didn't get married in that type of setting. So, I'm sorry. I don't, and if he fools around, should I be more surprised? I mean, I don't know. I don't think I would, and that's just my opinion. I just don't think I would. Now, back to the subject of the other woman. Now, I'm going to tell you guys this, and out of my research, this what amazed me so much is that I actually found a website, okay? There's actually a website called The Other Woman. I'm not saying go there and see if you can do some investigation. I'm just saying it's out there. And I didn't know it until I did a little research on this. And it has a lot of details in there about, I mean, these, you know, they're not going to say their real names and everything, but they have a lot of details in there talking about them and the married man. And we make it so socially accepted, and maybe That's why it doesn't bother me when I hear somebody's cheating. Emotionally, I'm not stirred. Now, the problem that I have with this whole situation, and I'm going to break it down to you, and you can take it the way you want to, anybody out there who's listening, my problem is I don't like the idea that the other woman has any say-so about anything, okay? That's where know your place comes in. Now, on a note like that, I want to play you another song about being the other woman. Okay? Okay, that was by Soul Child or Soul Children. That was back in the day. We're talking about being the other woman. She said she don't mind being the other woman. I got a problem with it. I don't know about you. But getting back on the subject, I thought I would throw that in there. Now, like I said, I'm going to be playing a lot more music because I love music. Let's see here. Here we go. Now, let's talk about knowing your place. Okay. Women out there, let's talk about the rules. And while we're talking about the rules here, I want to write them down so I can remember them, so that I can repeat them at the end of the show. Rule number one, know your place. Okay? I guess you're saying, what does that mean? Know your place means that you stay within your boundaries. Okay? Now, you want to know what your boundaries are. Your boundaries is keep your business to yourself. Number one. That means if you have a close friend, it's all right to tell your close friend, because I talk to my close friends about a lot of stuff. And about all the problems I have, everything I go through, my friends know. I have two real, real close friends that know everything I do. Okay? Now, it's all right to tell your close friends, but be careful who your close friends are around when you tell them. Okay? And I'm going to elaborate on that. Okay? When you tell your close friends, make sure they are alone. Okay? Because if you trust them, you know they're not going to repeat it. But if they're with someone else, that other person that you're not too familiar with will repeat it. Okay? Lots of times I notice women go out and have a good time. And when they go out to have a good time, you know, they talk about different things, you know. Say, for instance, the conversation starts, well, you know, what you going to do after we leave here? You know, we're having after five drinks, okay? After work, having a good time with your girlfriend, and you invite your girlfriend over, and then she has somebody else from work, okay, from her job over, and y'all sitting around talking, right? And you say, well, what you doing after this? You say to her, oh, I'm going to go hang out with my friend. She knows who your friend is, but the person with her don't know who your friend is. You see what I'm saying? So you need to cut that conversation right there. Your friend doesn't need to ask you anything else, and you don't need to elaborate on it. Okay? Do not elaborate on who your male friend is. And I'm going to tell you why. Why? Simply because even if you live in a big city, you'd be surprised who knows who. I've learned that. Oh, my God, have I learned that. I live in a small town, and where I live at, this is my mom's hometown, and a lot of people are so connected to my family that even when I married my husband, I had to sit down with my mom and tell her to go through our bloodline so that I won't have no inkling of idea that I married somebody I wasn't supposed to. That's how I'm saying about a small town compared to a big town. In a big town, you can have the same thing, because I've met people I never thought I would see again in a big town. So it goes around in a circle, so you have to be careful who you date and who you sleep with, okay? And the same situation happened with a guy I was dating, or I used to date. Now, this is when I was at Fort Rucker, Alabama. Can you believe when I moved to Tennessee, the same guy that I dated back then, several years later, he was married to a friend of mine's sister. When he saw me, when I saw him, our eyes just like, pow, what the? So it can happen. That's the point I'm trying to make. I didn't mean to go around the circle, but I had to get to that, just to make the point how close people you don't think you are to certain people you really are. So when you're out with your girlfriend, quote, unquote, and she says to you, what are you going to do afterwards?
You say, I'm going to hang out with my friend. Let it go. You don't need to elaborate. You don't need to tell what y'all going to do. She don't need to ask you what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. She don't need to do that in front of somebody that doesn't know you, okay? She doesn't need to do that. You guys do that when you're alone with each other or when you're on the phone, okay? That's what I'm talking about when it comes to telling your business, okay? Now, know your place. Stay to yourself. Stay within the boundaries, and that's when it comes to telling your business. Out and about, you never know who you meet when you go out and about. So watch how you act and carry yourself. You know, don't go out acting a fool, because you know what? Believe it or not, whether you want to know it or not, or want to admit it or not, or want to face it or not, guess what? Somebody knows you're sleeping with that man, okay? I don't care what you say, how you say it, somebody knows, okay? I'm just telling you what I know. Somebody knows, no matter how much you think in your mind, deep down in the back of your mind, that nobody knows what's going on. Somebody do. And I'm going to tell you like this, you don't have to be spiritual. You don't have to believe in nothing. But always remember this, and I say that to myself constantly, whatever you do in the dark will come to the light. Keep that in mind. And you have to also keep in mind is being the other woman. And please don't make this, I don't want you to think that this is a show about me badgering or giving the other woman a hard time. I'm just laying it down like it needs to be laid down, okay? Because I've sat in that seat, I know what it feels like. Because I've worn that shoe, I know what it feels like. You have to do things differently, okay? You don't, to me, when you become the other woman, your life is no longer normal, you know? Maybe because you've been doing it for so many years, even the ones who've been, the old schoolers, that's been doing it for 20 years. You got men and women who have been dating each other, having relationships with each other, and they have a whole family at the house. Graduated from college, they got grandchildren, got great-grandchildren, and they still got this woman on the side. I'm going to tell you, from my point of view, I wouldn't want to be the other woman. It's just not something would be, because I'm too out and about, and I love talking, and I love meeting people. I can't be nobody's other woman. No, I can't be nobody's other woman. And, okay, enough with that one. Now, next thing. We were talking about knowing your boundaries. We talked about keeping your business to yourself. Sometimes even talking to your friends can be a hindrance or a hazard, okay? Because you can make one of your friends pissed off, and guess what they want to do? They can start telling. So you got to make sure you really, truly trust your friends, because everybody's not your friend. And I'm going to tell you, too, you got some friends out there that can be so jealous of you, that they don't mind. And then they'll get you broken up with the married man, and they start dating them. It's happened. Okay? It's happened. So don't think it can't happen. If you're in that relationship where you don't think he won't mess with somebody else, well, you're wrong. Okay? So wake up, young ladies out there who think it's cute to have a sugar daddy, and that sugar daddy's married with a wife and a family. Honey, I believe in this. Karma is a mug, and what goes around comes around, so you have to be careful when you're making a decision to be somebody else's other person. That's a big decision. That's a life-long decision you make, whether you stay in a relationship long or if you stay in it for a few seconds. It's still a detrimental type relationship to get in, and it's up to you. I can't tell you whether or not to do it. You know, I can't tell you. I know I wouldn't do it again. If things were different, I wouldn't do it again. No, I have no desire to do that again. Okay? Now, let's see. Let's go on to the next thing. This is all about knowing your place, keeping your business to yourself. Now, I'll say this. When it comes to the finances, you know, you women got to understand. Now, This is what you guys have to understand when you hollering that you want a man who can do this for you and who can do that for you, and you ain't got to worry about nothing. All you got to do is open up your legs whenever he's ready. Okay. Now, let me ask you this, and I want an answer. Does he question you when you leave the house? Does he question you what you wear and how you wear it? Because now, in his mindset, he own you. You don't want to say it. Oh, he let me do whatever I want. Yeah. You tell that to somebody who don't know. Okay? You tell that to somebody who ain't never known what it is to be the other woman. You don't have no control. You think you got control. You think what you got down there between your legs got you on track. And whatever you say goes. Believe me, sweetie, you better wake up, because it's not even like that. You don't know he got you in control. When you bragging about, oh, I ain't got to worry about paying no bills, I ain't got to worry about this because he got it, you right. He sure do got it. He got you and it and anything else that goes along with it. Because you know why? Because he in control, because he paying your bills. And you know how a man is about his money. Two things you don't mess with, his woman and his money. So, keep that in mind. If you being the mistress and he paying all your bills like they did back in the day, and you want to clown, he got you, baby. He got you, because you know what? You know you got a water bill to pay. You know you got the electric. Oh, don't forget the rent. And don't let him buy you a car. Don't you think he won't check that odometer to see how many times you moved it and where it's been moved the last time? You don't think he got a little book that says odometer book and it's got the name of your car on it, the make and model of it? Don't you think he got his little spy friends that approve of him having a woman on the outside watching out for you every time you move your car? You don't think he ain't got that kind of? Please. He does, okay? Not all of them. But some of them do, and I bet you more than what I'm thinking, okay? I don't want nobody to have that kind of control over my life, okay? So some women need that to them in their mind. They need that to have somebody that much control. I don't, because when I want to go somewhere, I like to go. I don't need nobody watching my odometer, and I don't need you to pay my car notes, and I don't need you to pay my house notes. I don't need you to do all that for me. No. That's why I couldn't be the other woman, because I got a mouth, and I will say what I got to say. Some men like that, some men don't. I just got to be choosy if I was to go that way on who I pick, because a lot of men don't like a woman who's got a little smarts. And then you got some of the intelligent women with college degrees and good jobs that are mistresses. I mean, it's a choice you take on your own. I say, I can't knock it. I don't know. I mean, I say I wouldn't want to do it. Okay? I say I wouldn't want to do it. I don't know what anybody else wants to do, but I wouldn't do it. And I'm going to keep saying that through this whole conversation. And it's not that my opinion is the best opinion and what I say goes. I'm just saying what I wouldn't do. I have no desire to be nobody else's chick on the side. You know the song? Chick on the side, I can't be nobody's chick on the side. Okay, it's not being jealousy or nothing like that. I just like my freedom. And you're bonded. You know you're bound to that house, to that apartment, to that whatever he buys you. You know you're bound to it. You know you can't do what you think you want to do. You tell your friends, oh, who, he ain't calling me. He ain't checking up on me, but he texting you and calling you at the same time. You got one phone ringing, and you got texting on one thing, and he's ringing on the other. Nah, he got to know where you at, so you don't bump into him, okay, out. Because if he catch you out, I guarantee you it's a beatdown. And I know it's some mistresses out there that's getting their tails kicked. Now, I'm going to tell you like this, woman, and I'm going to break it down to you. How in the hell, and let me repeat this again, and this is an adult show, this is a mature show, and I'm going to say what I got to say. How in the hell are you going to have a man whooping your tail that's not your husband, okay? He's somebody else's husband, and he whipping your tail? How stupid do that sound? Come on. Come on, women. Come on. All your edge, education. You walk around with a black eye. Everybody know you ain't got no husband. Okay? Everybody know you ain't got no boyfriend. But you walk around with a black eye. Busted lip. He come over there and whoop your tail whenever he feel the need or whenever he pissed off at his wife and he can't get what he can't want out of his wife. He come over to your house, or his house, that is, and whoop on your tail, and you turn around and you give him some tail and he go back home to his wife. Tell me. Come on, women. Come on, women. Make me understand. Make me understand. Make me understand, because I can't understand it. He's got control over you. I heard it. My man let me do whatever I want. Okay. If you say so, if that's what you say. Okay, that's what you say. That's what's coming out of your mouth. Okay. You can walk around with the big diamond rings and the big bracelets, and you, certain places he'll take you, because he can't take you places he take his wife. No, he ain't that stupid, and you ain't that stupid to allow him to take you to places he take his wife. He's not going to do that because, see, one of the family friends will see him out with you knowing that ain't the wife. So he only got certain places he take you. Oh, yeah, he takes you on vacations, and he spends this time with you when he comes off his business trip. Or he lies, he's on a business trip, but the business trip is at your house and the trip is you. Okay. And he's paying for it all in full. Some of it is already paid for, you know. And then you know what you do? You turn around and you get your kids involved. That's disgusting. I'm breaking on down. You get your kids, and this is Uncle Joe. And sometimes the kids go to school with his kids. Well, Uncle Joe over at the house. That's Bonnie's mom. That's Bonnie's dad. I know Bonnie. Bonnie's in my second grade class. Bonnie's in my fourth grade class. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Don't get your kids involved in it. Don't get your kids involved in it. That's the worst thing to do, is get your kids involved in your mess, in your nastiness. Okay. Moving on. Now, financially, he's in control of you. So, he can have all the business trips he wants. He can do whatever the hell he wants to whenever he wants to. But you can't. Never. Can't be like that. Okay? He's financially in control. Financially in control. And sometimes he's not. That's just on certain situations. But don't let him pay nothing for you. That's the whole thing. Don't give him... You know, don't even mention it to him. If you're going to be your own woman, you know, don't let him do, because the first time he do one little thing for you, guaranteed you paying for the rest of the relationship, okay? One little thing you let him do, you're going to hear it again. Okay, financially. Now, let's talk about the wife, okay? This all goes into the know your place, and this is the whole point of me doing this. Know your place. Stay away from the family, especially the wife. Okay? Rule number one, never, ever, I don't care what the situation is, I don't care how pissed off you get, never confront the wife. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you are confronted by the wife, the best thing for you to do, don't jump bad like some of you do, like a lot of you do. You want to fight the, how the hell do you want to fight the wife over her husband? Where did that ever come in? Why do you want to fight the man over, fight the woman over her husband? That's her husband. He didn't ask you. He asked her, regardless of what their situation is. He didn't walk down that aisle or stand in the justice of peace with you. He stood in the fam because he loved his wife. He loved her enough to marry her. Do he love you enough to marry you? He divorced his wife. But obviously, some men like their cake and eat it too. Don't ever pick up the phone and call the wife. And don't ever call her home. You don't call the home of the wife. Don't. Excuse me. Getting a little dry there. Don't do that. That's stupid. You're asking for a good behind kicking or an attempted behind kicking. Okay, maybe that's what I, because all the time the wife don't win. But let me tell you something. You're already in a position where you shouldn't be. Okay? You already in a position you shouldn't be in when it comes to the relationship. So you have no right going to that woman and fighting her over her husband. Do you know how stupid that sounds? Now, if she finds out about you and she comes after you and you're defending yourself, okay. But yet and still, you're still wrong because you're sleeping with her husband. Okay, I don't care how much, you know, when I was reading on that website, the other woman, the wife is a bitch was one of the subjects or something, and they were saying how the wife was such a bad person and, you know, okay, let him deal with that. Let him deal with that. That's not your place to deal with it. I'm going to tell you what a man does, and I'm going to break it on down, all the way down. Okay, a married man does. The story comes out all the time. Now, a married man wants to get in your drawers. He sees this fine-ass, voluptuous woman. He wants to get in them drawers. So what is he going to say? He's going to admit. Some of them won't admit that they married. But he's going to admit that he's married because he thinks, oh, that's an honest thing to do. But we're going through some changes. Or we're planning on getting a divorce. Okay. 20 years later, he's still planning on getting a divorce. She's still the missus of the house. The kids have graduated from college, and they got their own lives. He's still there, but he going to get divorced. Come on. Women, are we still that stupid? And you know what? It really is women out there that's still that stupid. I'm just going to say it like it is. You might call me a bad name right now, but I'm telling you like it is. It's still women out there still waiting for the men to get divorced. Oh, well, I'm not going to worry about it, but you should. You should worry about it because I don't think any woman should want to lower her standards to be second fiddle to somebody else. I don't want nobody sloppy seconds because he can get out of his bed with his wife. Baby, I'm running to the store. I'll be back. I'm going to go hang out with Fred and the boys, and he in your bed. He done got out. Now, mind it, mama done already took care of business. Okay, she done already took care of business, so he going to go hang out with Fred and the boys. Fred and the boys is you, so you getting sloppy sex in seconds when it comes to sex. Oh, I'm all this. Yeah, you might be all that, but guess what? He still got a wife, so when you act a fool, he can always go back to his wife. You see what I'm saying? You, when the door closed, you look around that apartment that he's paying for, you by yourself. When he leave after getting a good sex in, you know, that sweaty and, oh, I love you sex in, when he really don't love you, he just like what you got. When he get all that in, he going home. He gets in his car either, and keep this in mind, he going to his other woman's house. Then he'll go home. You know, you got to look at this whole situation, you know, because don't always think you're the only one. Sorry, that's a whole nother show. The other woman and the only, you think you're the only one. It's not always like that, sweetie. It's not always like that. Lots of times they got somebody else. Okay? Don't be stupid. Okay? That's know your place. And another thing, when it comes to the wife and dealing with the family, don't go have no baby. That is the most dumbest thing you can do. Now, first of all, oh, it just happened. First of all, there's a thing called condoms. There's a thing called birth control. If you're trying to trap somebody, you're not going to take your birth control on time. And guess what? Somebody's going to get pregnant, and it ain't him. Okay, so now you're pregnant with a married man's baby. Okay. Now that you got his baby, has he said he's going to get divorced? He's still hollering he's going to get divorced. You got a baby for him, a whole full baby for him. And he taking care of it, doing all he wants. He doing what he got to do for the baby, taking care of everything else, but you still ain't got him. You got him on a temporary basis. And you know what? There's women out there who like it that way. I am so sorry. And you feel like you're safe. I've heard the reason why I mess with a married man is because I'm safe. I know all he doing is going to his wife. No, you don't. That's another startling revelation. No, you don't. You think he's going home to his wife. Okay? He can tell you anything. Yeah, I know the telephone and the caller ID and all that is a mother. But let me tell you something. When a man going to do what he going to do, ain't nothing you can do about it. And you better not dare try to question him. Who the hell are you to question him on the shit that he doing? No. I'm in control here. And he is. He's literally in control. He pays all your bills. He takes care of the baby. You ain't got to go to work. You ain't got to do nothing but sit there and be pretty for him when he come over to pat the baby on the head and screw you. And then he out. Give him about maybe about 2 or 3 hours tops at the most. And then he on his way back to his family. Come on. Come on, y'all. Come on, women. Wake up. And that might not be everybody's situation, but those are situations that are out there. Okay. Now, talking about talking to the wife, we're still on that conversation because that's a very important conversation. Talking to the wife. Don't confront no woman about her husband. Okay? You don't have that right. Don't be telling her he won't me, he ain't with you. Cause, no, he's with him. He's telling you he's not with her. But see, you on lockdown. You see, you on lockdown, so you don't know what's going on. See, you can't leave your house because if he thinks that you left the house because you're too scared of him to leave your house to find out if he is going back home. Most of the time he is. And if he's on his cell phone, he might be telling you, I'm over at Fred's house. I'm not at home. I'm at Fred's house. Me and her fell out. You know where he could be? He could be at Federica's house. He'd probably laying up next to Federica in her big old pretty satin bed that he's probably paying for that too if he could afford it. Or she might be just silly enough to let him do it anyway, regardless whether he's paying for it or not. You know, let him between the legs anyway. So you got he over here with Federica in Federica bed. On his cell phone, okay, not to say that technology, you can't track them down and find out where he's at, but I guarantee you he'll find you first. Mm. You know, you saying what he ain't going to do and you bragging about what you got and what he's doing for you and honey, he's probably doing the same thing for somebody else. So that's why you don't have a right to confront the wife. You stay away from the wife. Okay, that's sacred ground. And I'm going to tell you something else, being the other woman. You can get out there and clown with his wife and disrespect her for him. I guarantee you at the end of the night, he going home to her because you already overstepped your boundaries. You spoke to the wife. That is a big no-no, being the other woman. Okay, he going to tell you some horrible stories about his wife. That is his main goal is to get you so that you believe everything that comes out of his mouth. And I hear the conversations all the time. His wife is a bitch. She did this and she did that. Okay. Now, my question to you is, how do you know? Were you there? Do you really know how he treats her? So before you jump up and say how much she is a bitch, you really don't need to even be conversating about her to anybody, period, not even to yourself, because you don't have that right. Again, those are the sacredness of being the other woman. You don't have that right to talk about the other wife, I mean the wife, period, regardless of how bitchy, how mean she is to him, how she treats him. You don't have that right. You do your job, and if your job is to just give him some
and let him pay your bills and you leave it like that. You stay away from the wife. Unless the wife finds out about you. And if she do, that's on you. I don't feel sorry for any woman who gets confronted or found out by the wife. I don't have feel no sorry. I'm sorry because you didn't go in there with your eyes closed. You went into the situation knowing what was going on. So, that's another rule. Stay away from the wife. Do not talk to the wife. Okay. Now, we're talking about knowing the place, knowing your place, stay within your boundaries, which means keep your business to yourself. Don't be careful who you tell it to. Because like I said, when you're living in a small town, you might not know who, you know, who's out there, who's listening. Now, you know what I didn't do before I go any further? We didn't talk about the number you can call in on. Just one second here. Go ahead, caller on air. Are you there?
I'm in.
Yeah? How are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Okay. You have something to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you, how'd you come up with this topic?
How did I come up with this topic? I talk to a lot of people. I conversate about everything with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, I have been the other woman once or twice in my lifetime, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, so in other words, you slept with a married woman's husband before?
Yes, I said that. Did you hear the beginning of the show?
No, I just called in. So I just tuned in.
Hey, I'm sorry. I apologize. At the beginning of the show, I did mention and verified or said that, yes, I did. Back in the day when I was younger, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay. So you say back in the day when you were younger, I noticed you specified that. So is that something you would not do today, or would you still do the same thing today? I'm just
never
asking.
Would never, because now that I am a married woman, I am that woman, I would never do that. No, I have no desire to do that because there are repercussions behind that, and that's something I do not believe in.
Uh-huh. Something you don't believe in now.
Now.
Right.
Yeah. Now I don't believe in that. I'll say it like that. Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know how you have to go through something? I can't talk about something I've never done. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
This is a very touchy subject, but because mm-hmm. I've the other woman, I know how it feels. So I know both sides of it. I know that side of it, and now I'm the married woman. So I know this side of it, too. So I don't think I would want to be somebody else's, you know, pastime, in other words. I'll put it to you like that.
Well, you don't know both sides unless your husband is cheating on you.
Well, when I say that, I'm saying as being the married woman, being the woman who is being done to. You understand what I'm saying? I'm married now, so
right.
Now maybe I'm not explaining myself. When I say that, I'm saying I'm married now. I used to be the other woman, single, and being that other woman. Now that I'm married, I wouldn't want to do that, or I wouldn't want that done to me. I'll put to you like that.
No, of course not. I understand that. But you say you've been on both sides. I sort of understand what you're trying to say, but technically you haven't been on both sides unless your husband is cheating on you.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're so correct.
Okay.
You are so right. You're totally right about that. No, my husband
right.
is not cheating on me as of now that I know of. I'll put to you like that. Because I said earlier, I don't put anything against toward any man. I don't care who it is, husband or not. I don't care if he pledged the rest of his life, whatever. I don't put it past any man. And that's just because maybe I got some trust issues going on. But I love my husband, and I don't think he's cheating. And I haven't found any indication that he is.
Right. I didn't mean to cut you off. Well, let me say this, and don't think that I'm defending dudes because I don't have a tendency of defending dudes at all. But I'm just posing this question to you right now.
Okay.
Now, you're talking about the dudes and it's being the dude's fault. Now, I agree with you. A married man, that's his decision to make because the woman that he's cheating with, I'm assuming, is not married. So she's not a part of his relationship with his wife. So yeah, that is his responsibility. But yourself being the other woman, do you feel as though you had some responsibility when you were cheating with the married dude?
Hey, listen, you didn't hear that. See, that's because you just called in. You didn't.
I don't know what you said earlier.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That's why I named it Know Your Place. And I'm talking about us, the other woman. I'm saying the woman, the one who's on the outside, it's her fault just as much as it's his fault, because I'm quite sure that she knew some kind of way he was married. You know why? I'm going to tell you this. This is an incident that happened to me. This guy, I was at the gas station, and I was getting gas. And I'm standing there, and he's trying to talk to me, and I'm looking at a car seat in the back seat of his car. Can I take you out to lunch? And I said to him, you, your wife, your family, sure. Yeah, oh, we can all go out to lunch together. He just, was blown away because I said that. Because that already gave me an indication. He could have been divorced and he'd get the kids visitations. I don't know. But the idea that I said that and his reaction to what I said let me know he was a married man. Because a single man wouldn't even reacted to it the way he did. So
right.
That automatically let me know. And plus, I'm prior military, okay? If I don't know anything, I know a married man, okay? I know a married man. So for him to approach me in that way and to be that bold, I wasn't going to even take on that, but I let him know. Those days were over with by me saying, yes, me, your wife, your kids, yeah, we all can go to lunch together. I don't mind that. But it bothered him because he reacted in a whole different way than anybody else would have done.
Well, he knew he was wrong.
Huh? Yeah, he knew he was wrong. So
yeah.
That's why I'm saying I'm not blaming it all on the man. That's why I'm really trying to get women to understand how dangerous it is for her self-esteem, for her emotions, for everything about her. When you're sitting at a house that he's paying for, you're lonely, you can't move or go nowhere unless he tells you to. You're not in control, sweetie. He is. And that's what I was just saying. And when you called in right when I just finished my little thing spiel about knowing your place. You never confront the wife. You have no right to say anything to that woman. I don't care what happens. Now, if she comes and jump on you and y'all fight, okay, defend yourself. But you have no right to do anything or say anything or even talk about her to anybody, period, because that's not a right of yours. You're the other woman. That's why you're the other woman. You're not the wife. You have no right to badmouth her to your friends. I don't care how much he comes and tells you a long list of how bad she is. He still goes to her at the end of the night when he finished screwing you. That's the point.
Let me ask you something, if you don't mind. Yeah, I feel you on all of what you're saying, but let me ask you something. When you were doing what you were doing with the married men, were you believing the stories they were telling you, or did you know that it was BS, but you didn't care?
BS. And because there was an understanding. When I was doing my thing, there was a total understanding. I knew my boundaries. I knew I wasn't supposed to confront nobody's wife because I wasn't in love with him. It was a sex thing.
No, that's not what I'm asking you. Not for you. I guess I didn't clarify what I was saying. What I'm asking you is when you were messing with the married men, because I heard you mention, the little part I did hear you mention is that dudes use excuses. They give you excuses. I'm not happy, my wife, blah, 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 whatever. So the stories that the dudes were telling you, were you believing those stories, or did you know they were BSing, but you didn't care?
I knew they were BSing, and I didn't care. Put it to you like that. I really didn't care because I wasn't on that level of really caring what they were going through at home. I really wasn't. And I knew. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. It's not like I was dumb and, oh, my God, oh, she's doing him so terrible. No, it wasn't. Matter of fact, lots of them, we didn't even discuss the wife. We just didn't discuss. It wasn't in the conversation. We had fun, and then we moved on and did whatever else we had to do. There was no really deep discussion about what his wife was doing to him. I just
right.
don't like when a man lies to me about being married. That's the problem
right.
I have with that. I had to.
Well, if he's honest with you, you're okay with that. But if he lies to you about it, then you have issues with that.
I have issues with the whole situation, baby. Now I do. But back then, there was a guy I was dating, and I'm thinking that he was single. Come to find out, he had a whole wife and a kid. That pissed me off even worse than the other part. Because if you lie to me in that situation that you don't, you're not married and you have a wife and I'm confronted by some stranger because I didn't know he was married, I'm getting my ass kicked or I'm in a situation where I can't get out of because it was never told to me. I'd rather for you, if I was doing that, just tell me up front you're married. Yeah, man, I got a wife. I mean, this is not like we're having a long-term relationship. We're just hanging out, having a good time. He was having a good time. I was having a good time. He wasn't doing financially for me or nothing. We just hung out. That's all. That's what I called it back then. It was hanging out. And we didn't have to talk about the wife and the kids, and we didn't have to go into all of that. But I knew he was married because that's something he told me up front.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
And you would prefer it that way. You would prefer if the dude was honest and told you up front that he was married. That way you would at least, like you just mentioned, know what you're dealing with so you won't be confronted by some crazy chick along the way.
Exactly. 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 And a lot of this happened when I was in the military. You understand what I'm saying? Are you in the military?
No,
I've
never been
in the military. Okay. I'm going to tell you like this. Being in the military is a whole different life than being a civilian. I'll put it to you like that, okay? So you get away with a lot of stuff that you normally wouldn't get away with in the civilian world. So that's the reason why you don't have to do a lot of lying, because we can see you on family day, because we have what you call family day, where you bring out your kids, your wife, grandmother, your mother-in-law, everybody's out, so you get a chance to meet everybody. So you can't lie. So I shook the hands and talked to the wives. They never even know who I was. And I never indicated. I didn't clown. I didn't act a fool. I went over on my side while he was over on the side with the married people. I was on the side with the single troops. And we hung out and did our thing. Never was I disrespectful in any way. I never gave any type of indication that every now and then me and him had a little good time. Never indicated that, because that was respect for her. And I wasn't being respectful of myself, but I didn't care back then. And I keep saying that because there was a time in my life when I had problems, and I didn't care.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying that.
I feel you. So you've gotten past all of that. Let me ask you, did you find yourself becoming attracted to married dudes because of whatever issues you had that you were going through at the time?
No, it wasn't even – no, it was men in general. I was attracted to – if he was cute, you know us females back in the, you don't know us. If you see a cute guy, well, you're not a guy. I mean, you're a guy, but you wouldn't understand when I say it. When we see a cute guy, oh, I want to talk to him or something like that. I want to get his number, whatever. We do that. That's how we approached guys, and guys approached us. You know, we'll talk about it, you know, we'll talk about a little bit about our life, you know, outside of the military or whatever, and he'll mention he's married. You got a boyfriend? No, I don't. You know, and we leave it like that. It wasn't that I was attracted to anybody who was attracted to me, basically, whether they was married or not. So, no, you know, you have some women who are like that, that they're like married men magnets, and they prefer to deal with married men opposed to dealing with single men. They say it's safe, quote, unquote, to deal with a married man, and that's why they deal with them. I don't understand what that means, but that's what they say.
Yeah, I've heard
you know
that foolish speech too. No, well, I can only guess. I haven't been married, and I haven't really spoken to a woman who's been that way. But I can only assume what she means is the fact that she would assume that he's cheating with her, and he's not cheating with anyone else, and she knows where he's going after he's done with her, back to the wife. So that seems like a safe situation, but it's not, because he's cheating on his wife with you, so how safe could it be? I mean, you're not special. He could be cheating with another chick as well and just be carrying diseases all over the place.
And that's exactly what I just got through saying just before you came on. That's exactly what – do not get twisted. Women, we are so stupid and we're so gullible. Not all women, but women who are the other woman, we are so gullible. You don't think he's not messing with somebody else. And I know people who have whole families on the other side with the other woman. They have kids graduated from college. They got grandchildren, not only on their wife's side with their wife, they have them with the other woman. You have women who've been with these guys for 25 and 30 years, okay? And they're satisfied.
they're satisfied. I don't get that. I don't understand that. That does not compute in my head that he's never did the man thing and divorce his wife and move on. Because you know why? Why should I do that when I can have my cake and eat it too?
Exactly. Nah, that'd be foolish for him to do that. He's got everything he needs right there. He's got it good. He's not complaining at all.
He got it going on. As long as I can keep her over here and she don't, you know, get out of hand over here and I got control of the wife, I'm good. They don't never have to meet us because not, I would not dare to bring my other woman out where my wife hang at. You know what I'm saying? He got a whole other side of town that he goes on that she's on, and then the way he, you know, he deals with his wife on this side of town. You think they never meet? That's not true. I live in a small town, and like I was saying earlier, most of the people here are related to me because this is my mom's hometown. So I made my mom, when I married my husband, do a background. I made her break down our family bloodline so that I know I wouldn't be married into my family. That's how close it is here. But you have people who actually still fool around, still sleep with each other's wives and been doing it for years. And, you know, it's I don't want to say it's the thing here, but it's a normal way of life here, you know, to have a whole other family on the other side of town. You know, your kids go to the same school and everything. But, I mean, I just don't condone it. And I'm not trying to badger every woman who's doing it because there's got to be a reason why she doesn't understand that that's not how she should live her life. But they have to. I can't be their judge and their jury. They have to do that on their own. They have to get out of it. Some women don't want to get up. Some women wants to be in those type of relationships. Some women
I was just about to say that. Some women, just for whatever reason, that's a meaningful relationship to them. It may not mean much to you and I, but to them it makes a lot of sense for whatever reason. I can't explain it, and they probably can't explain it themselves. But, yeah, it's not a situation you would want to be in. Neither is it a situation I would want to be in, because if I ever get married, I would like to think that my wife would be my wife and my wife only, and I would be her husband only. I don't plan on sharing myself with anyone else, and I don't expect her to do that as well.
Exactly. But you have so many men who don't even think on the same line you do, and they're bold with it. And I was talking about also the abuse in those type of relationships, not only the mental and emotional abuse those women go through. Think about the physical abuse. If you're paying all my bills, you're doing everything for me, who's in control? Who's in control?
Control, man. Yeah, of course. I mean, and that's what a lot of times, and I hear women say it often. I hear women say it all the time. Not all women, but some women say they want a dude. They don't say it outright, but the way they're talking, you can tell they want a dude in their life so he can help them with their bills. You know, I want to maintain my lifestyle, so I need to find me a boyfriend or a husband who can step up and play his role. And I'm like, well, what exactly is his role? Well, you know, he needs to step up and be a man. He needs to help me out when I need help. I'm like, well, you talking about financially? She's like, yeah, that's what a man is supposed to do. I'm like, no, that's what a man in your life is supposed to do. Unless he's your husband.
Yes, exactly. If he's your husband and he's not doing it, then you might need to second guess what you're doing with that situation. But if he's not your husband, I don't even think a boyfriend. And that's just my opinion when it comes to a boyfriend. I don't really think a boyfriend should have to do all of that. I think if you did your homework correctly, you know, and you already have yourself established when he comes in, so what you both have together can be brought together and make something out of it, not him taking care of you all the time. And you have women who really, truly think that they're supposed to be taken care of by a man. Where in the world did they? But that's how, no, that's society. Back in the 50s and 60s, the man was the head of the household. He did everything. But that's in a marriage situation. That's not in a boyfriend and girlfriend situation. That's not where there's vows been passed or said. That's in a relationship where you're talking about a boyfriend. My boyfriend is supposed to do this. He's supposed to get my hair done. Come on, woman. Please. Even when I had a boyfriend, my boyfriend didn't get my hair done. I got my own hair done. You know?
Yeah, and what I hear a lot of, too, a lot of women, and dudes do foolish, they say foolish stuff, too, but a lot of these so-called independent women, they want to be independent, but they also want to be dependent upon a man. And most of them are dependent upon a man. So I don't know where all this independent woman stuff comes from, because you truly ain't dependent, because you still are, I mean, you're not independent. You truly are still dependent upon a man for many things.
Yep, you're so right. But independent, I pay my own bills. No, you pay your bills when he gives you the money to pay the bills. That's what it is. You're not paying your own bills. You asking him for the money so that you can go pay the bill. That's what you're doing. A lot of them are. You know?
Yeah.
He's giving you the money. You're not getting your own nails done. He's getting you the money to go get your... My husband to this day can tell you, he don't get my hair done. I get my own hair done because I do my own hair. My nails, I get my own nails done. Because when he married me, I married at 38 years old. I was 38 when I got married. I was already well established. I had an 18-year-old son when I married my husband. So I was already my own, and I was literally my own woman because I had my own house. I had everything of my own. I didn't, nobody didn't give it to me. Matter of fact, I don't even think I was dating anybody at the time. So I didn't have anybody to give me that, give me all those things. And I didn't want that kind of relationship because I already knew a man thinks he owns you when he, if he paid one of your bills, he owns you. And that's the mentality, and that's how I felt about it. So I didn't have all of that in my life. I did what I had to do for myself and my child. I went into the military. I worked in a prison. I did whatever I had to do to make my ends meet and make my life good for myself and my son. I didn't depend on no man to come do it for me. I just,
right.
That was something I didn't have a desire to do. But it's so many women out there to this day still have that same quote-unquote philosophy that a man is supposed to take care of her. And it comes from back in the day. And if you know the history of a mistress, that's what a mistress did. He literally took care of her financially. He paid for her clothes, her hair, everything, her house. She didn't have to buy nothing. All she did was to sit there. And when it's time for him to come over, she makes sure she looks the way she's supposed to so he can come over, roll on top of her a couple of times, talk about a couple of things, and then he go on about his way. And that's how it used to be. And some women still have that same mentality. But it's not like that.
Well, I don't think that same mentality. I actually think it's an old-time mentality that's trying to be modernized because it's not the same. Because so many women have, like you said, you have your own house, your own job, you got your own kids. So by the time you find a dude, and maybe if you get married, you've got everything already in place, and this dude is just coming in and being plugged into place, basically.
Yeah.
Because you already got everything together. So, I mean, things cannot be the same, and that's why you can't apply the way things used to be in the 50s and 60s to today because times are totally different. So these these women want everything. Just like these dudes that you're talking about want everything, these same women want everything. They want their careers, and they want this, they want that, and they also want a man to be a man, and they also want a man to take care of them, but they want to maintain some of their independence. So just like these dudes, some of these women want everything, but you can't have everything.
You can't. It's not possible that you can have everything. You're right. You're right. You've got to come to a point where you – and these are not just, I want to say, some people call them hood rats. These are educated women with degrees, and they've got the mentality, too. They have that same mentality. Gold diggers. A lot of gold diggers are very educated women. But they got it in their mindset that they need a man to be putting these big rings on their finger and, you know, and getting all this big house and all, and the big lavish weddings. I'm going to tell you like this, and I'm not knocking any woman who wants to have all that good, fine, that's what you want to do. But I'm going to tell you, when it's all over with, if you get married in front of a swamp, you still his wife, regardless of how you got married. That is not a big deal. How it's making that marriage work. The work comes after. It's not during the doggone wedding and the reception. It's when it's all over with and all the glimmer and glam is gone. The work starts that very moment. Because people, I'm going to tell you like this, when a person marries you, when they're dating you, oh, it's fine and dandy. Everything is great and gravy and, I mean, it's lovely. You see rainbows, butterflies. But when you get that sucker home and you really know who he really is or she is, it's a whole different – that's when the work begins. And it's not about changing someone because that's what we do. We women have a mindset to always want to try to change our man. No, you learn how to either adapt to what he is or, you know what, you make a decision. Maybe this wasn't the right thing I should do. I need to, you know, think about, you know, an alternative to this or try to work it out. Either way it goes. The work begins when you get married. That's 24/7 type of work. It's not all cute and, oh, he's so gorgeous and it's not all about that. The work is once you get that ring on that finger.
Well, I would think, I mean, I would like to think that most people who plan on going, moving toward that married stage, I would assume they spend some time with this person. I mean, I'm pretty sure they didn't meet this week and got married next week. So, I mean, if you spend 6 months to a year with this man or him with the woman, you would get to know her or him some sort of way. So by the time you got to the point where you're about to get married, there shouldn't be many surprises, if any. Because I would like to think marriage is the ultimate step. It's not something you play around with. I mean, you can date, and you can have a relationship for however long, but once you decide to get married, there shouldn't be any surprises.
Exactly.
So by the time you decide to go walk down the aisle, you should know if you have the type of woman that wants this grand wedding. And if she does, but that's not what you want, then you need to find a woman that wants the practical wedding.
Exactly. But we don't do that. Oh, no, wait a minute. Girl, I met this guy. He is so sexy. Oh, God, he da-da-da-da. Before you know it, they moved in together in 3 months. They met at the club, first of all. They met at a club. 3 months later, he's moved in or she's moved in. And say 6 months later, they're ready to get married. So in between that time, how much time do they have to actually know each other?
Not much.
Okay. So, but that's what we have. That's why the divorce rate is so high, is because we do not take time out to learn and find out. And I'm going to tell you something else, too, about men and women. For that year that you're dating them and you're talking to them and you're having a great time, and boy, after that year, if you don't pick up the signs and symptoms, it will come to you when you get married. I do know that. The whole situation will change. You're hoping in that year or two that y'all dated. You don't. My thing is, I'm not going to move in after a year. I'm not moving in with nobody. I'm not living with you until you put a ring on my finger. I don't believe. Now, I'm going to say this, and that's another thing I went through. I did the shacking thing back in the day. I won't do it now, even if I wasn't married. Ain't nobody living with me, and I ain't going to live with nobody, because I'm not going to give you an opportunity to put me out. I'd rather have my own. I'm going home to my house. Don't leave no toothbrush.
You had some bad experiences in the past. You had some bad experiences in the past, sister.
Yes, I have had some. I want my own place. You have yours. You can come over from time to time, but you're not staying. Take everything with you when you go. Don't leave nothing, because if you leave it, I'm throwing it in the garbage. That's just how I am. If I was back in the day, if I was single right now, in this day and time, if I was single right now, you couldn't stay. But we have women who move in within the first 3 months that they know each other, and they're living together. They're paying bills together. He got access to her accounts. She got access to his. You don't do that. You don't do that. And say it don't last. He got all your information. You got all his information. And then y'all sitting back, battling back and forth, using all this stuff against each other. Come on. I'm not saying that's most relationships happen, but a lot of them do have that, you know, ending.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of them being mature enough to walk away, they're not. They're going to act like kids because they're jealous because you done moved on, or he's jealous because she done moved on, so they're going to keep back and forth. And it's just a big mess. And that's why when it comes to the other woman, you don't have to do all that. Just get your own man, you know, because and another thing about women who say they want the other, you know, want to be the other woman, you're saying you're safe with a married man and you're not safe with a single man? I would rather be with a single man than to be with somebody who belongs to someone else. At least with the single man, you know, well, you don't know, but you have an inkling of an ideal that he's not messing with somebody else, you know.
You don't have to really know that.
No. It's a whole different drama, okay? You know, you ain't got nobody walking up to you and say, what you messing with my husband for? And she knows that she got all the information, because I'm going to tell you something about men. Y'all always slip up. For some reason, you guys always, not you, I'm just saying generally, men always slip up. Always find a way to slip up. When y'all slip up, guess what? We got you.
I mean, is it the fact, let me ask you this, and I don't like to speak in generalities too often, but it's kind of hard not to in this situation. But let me ask you this. I know you say dudes slip up, but can it also be a combination of them slipping up and women just being nosy as hell?
Let's say, we got five more minutes. I'm going to give you a scenario that happened to me, okay? In the apartment that we were living in, because like I said, I did check at one time, there were some pictures that were laying on the table in the living room. And he called, you know, check in, talk to me. And the first thing came out of his mouth is, don't mess with the pictures on the table. So I'm trying to figure out, I hadn't even noticed the pictures on the table. So why would you mention that to me? So he mentions the picture. So I hung up with him, bye, see you later, see you when you get home. And I'm sitting there, and just something in my mind just kept saying, go, 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 look at the pictures. I pick up the envelope and pull out the pictures. Why are these pictures in my apartment, and it's a woman laying across my bed? Now, I didn't think about those pictures.
Wow.
It didn't even come across my mind that they were laying there. But when you called me, you just blatantly tell me don't mess with the pictures on the table because I hadn't seen them yet. You know, come on. Why would you do that? Did you want to get caught?
I was just going to ask you that exactly. Do you think you really wanted to get out of that relationship? Because that's kind of dumb right there.
That was dumb. No, he didn't want to get out of it because it lasted 3 years. No, he wasn't ready to get, no, he wasn't ready to let this go. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not trying to be prideful or egotistical. He just wasn't ready. He just thought that it was easy while I was gone away, that I'm going to fool around while the cat's away. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fool around. And he got caught on it. And it was nothing he could say because the pictures told everything.
No, but my point is, he knew the pictures were there, and he knew you were home, so why would he say to you, unless he's just hella dumb, why would he say to you, don't look at the pictures?
I don't know, because I'm telling you, I never noticed the pictures, and he knows I'm not the type of person to go look through his stuff. I think everybody has a sense of privacy. I don't care if you're married or not. Everybody has a sense of privacy, and I don't think it was my right to even look at them if it had his name on it. But I wasn't going to look at him until he said something. If he would have never mentioned him to me, like I said, I didn't even notice him on this because I know what it was, because we take a lot of pictures together. And probably a packet, he thought that might have been a packet that came in that we had and he wanted to look at them with me. Maybe that's what it was. But for him to just outright just say to me, don't look at those pictures, that kind of just kicked in my head like, you didn't do that before. So that's why I opened up the envelope, and that's how I found the pictures. And I packed my left. I mean, he was up.
Oh, so y'all was shacking up. That was one of those shack-up situations you mentioned before?
Exactly. 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 So you live and learn. And that's why I said I don't mind telling my stories. I have a lot of them, but I have a lot of crazy stories. But I've learned from them, and that's why, and I think that's why it took me so long in my life to get married. I didn't get married until I was 38 years old. And to me, in that process between those years, I've learned a lot. I've had a lot of boyfriends. I've dealt with a lot of people. So I've had that experience. So, in a sense, I'm settled. But my problem is being married at such an older age, I don't tolerate a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
That's a good thing. I mean, we all build a certain level of tolerance. And then as you mature, there's certain things, because you've experienced so much in your life, there's certain things that you refuse to tolerate. So, that goes to everybody. We all go through that. So I think that's a good thing, actually.
Yeah. And that's how I am sometimes. I don't tolerate a lot of stupid, crazy stuff. And I'm not a drama queen, and I don't like a lot of drama in my life. I just don't like it. You know, you got women who love all that. I can't do it. You know what? Did you ever tell me your name, sir?
No, I didn't. My name is Player Hicker.
Huh?
My name is Player Hicker.
So your name is Player Hater.
Yeah, okay. That's my name.
Okay. Well, Mr. Player Hater, I very much enjoyed my conversation with you. I have 90 seconds left. If you feel free to even call in on my next show, please be. I love this conversation. I love callers like you calling in. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. If you're talking about something interesting, I'll definitely chime in.
Okay, you're saying all my conversations are not interesting?
This is only my first time listening to you, sister. I can't even comment on that.
Okay, thank you very much. It's a joke. It was a joke.
I know. It's all good. I was tongue-in-cheek, too.
Okay. Okay. Well, I will be happy if you listen to me the next time I come in. I'm trying to come on next Thursday again. That's my next show airtime. Hopefully everything works out and I can be on here. Because I do a lot of travel back and forth. I just came back from New York, so I'm trying to get back in the groove of everything. But I thank you very much for listening, and when you have an opportunity, listen to me again, okay?
No doubt, will do. You take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.